Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I'm a writer for Zone Coverage, as well as Bring Me the News and the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick, the managing editor of the Viking Age. And we do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're on podcast form in Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. Adam, I'm sure you're wondering why I cracked open a beer in this very nice Yeti koozie. It's a Yeti koozie. It's probably very overpriced, but I found it on Etsy a couple years ago and they spray painted purple and yellow on it. It's pretty damn cool. But I would like to make a New Year's toast to you because the Minnesota Vikings, you know, for all the seasons 8-9, we will go 8-9. We will be mediocre again because we're 8-9. Happy New Year, Adam. Happy New Year.
Yeah, the Vikings haven't lost yet this year, so Happy New Year.
They are undefeated in 2024. We did it. The Vikings had new beginnings, unless you're the front office, and we're going to get into that. Let's talk about last night, shall we? Let's just start right there. to fully appreciate where you're going, you have to look at where you've been. I saw that on some Instagram accounts or whatever in the last couple of days.
Speaking of Etsy, yeah, that's definitely on like in cursive on a wooden panel that you hang in. Like,
I'm gonna get one that says super competitive since 1961. Yeah.
Hanging above
and just
your toilet.
Have it like, yeah, hang it right above the toilet. Live, laugh, and finish 8-9. The Packers kicked the crap out of the Vikings last night. I'm sure some of you may have watched the first quarter or whatever of the game and then just decided, you know what? I think I'm going to go to the bar because this is not going well. Jaren Hall completed 5 of 10 passes with an interception and a lost fumble. Nick Mullins came in at halftime, 13 of 22, 113 yards, touchdown, didn't throw an interception.
Yeah.
Jordan Love, 256 yards, 3 touchdowns, no INTs. Aaron Jones, 20 carries, 120 yards. Something called Bo Melton had 6 catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown.
Former
and
Viking.
Tucker Kraft, he was what, a training camp guy?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you blinked, you missed it because he was prior released and he went into Kevin O'Connell's offense. And he's like, you know, this is really tough for me. You know, we want to win 8 games and, you know, you are a key part of that. But we really have to let you go. We have to get Johnny Munt, the world's best third tight end, on the roster. And hopefully you understand that and you can catch on and latch on with someone else. Speaking of tight ends, Tucker Kraft, 6 catches, 48 yards. Go Jacks. They play for the national title on Sunday. A game probably more interesting than the Vikings will be on Sunday, but hell, let's not get into that right now.
What time is that game?
1 o'clock on Sunday.
Definitely going to have to probably like flip back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, it's, well, or you're just smart like me and you just have 3 screens and you can go bang, bang, bang. Yeah.
Well, one of them, my kids have 3 screens and I get 1. On my phone.
You get 1.
Yeah, they're watching.
Give me your screen.
They're watching Bluey and Mickey and whatever, Cocomelon. And I'm like, great. I'm glad we got this giant TV so I can watch football on my phone.
Bluey looks better in 4K.
It does.
Just leave it that way. Here's my question for you, because I've seen this a lot looking around Twitter and whatever. Did the Vikings quit in this game? Because I don't know. I don't want to say it, but something just felt off last night, didn't it?
Yeah, it was off. I think maybe initially they were normal, and they all had their head in the game. But I think once it got to be, what was it, 23-3?
Something like that.
Yeah. It was, and that was, I think that was before the half. Yeah. And I saw people reporting that Harrison Smith was like throwing his helmet, and Justin Jefferson had his hand on his hips and everything. And I think just after that, everyone was just like, all right, season's over. Let's just, you know, let's get out of here, not get injured, and head home. But I think in the first half, at least in the first quarter, I think they're trying and everything to win. And I'm sure even in the second half, there were some players, but it definitely felt, I don't ever like to accuse, you know, NFL players of quitting, but it just felt like, were they giving 100%? I'm not going to sit here and place a bet on that, because I'm not so sure that all of them were doing that. Maybe they were, but it wasn't a good performance, and it was just weird, just because like the Packers receivers were so wide open. The Vikings weren't able to really pressure Jordan Love that much. They got in his face a couple times, and he basically just chucked the ball up in the air and hoped that a Packer would come down with it. And because they were so wide open, they were able to. So I don't know, like, these last 2 weeks, was Byron Murphy like that much of like a factor in the secondary that his absence has had a just huge effect on the Vikings? I don't think so. And you know what happened to Caleb Evans? He used to be kind of good, and now he's just terrible, just whiffing on tackles, getting his face what's stiff-armed. I think he got stiff-armed a couple times. First time he just got like thrown to the ground. One of their tight ends did that. But I don't know. I think they were prepared. I kind of think these guys see everything in practice. So I kind of think when O'Connell announced Jaren Hall as a starter, a couple of people might have checked out and been like, okay, all right, well, okay, the season's probably over now, because we've seen Jaren Hall in practice, and he hasn't turned the ball over. But he doesn't make any plays either. So, So it could have been a combination of a lot of things. But it just wasn't a fun game. And the fact that it happened at home and against the Packers just made it even worse. So
I was talking before this game to a friend, and I said, you know, I wouldn't mind if the Vikings just lost. Like, I want them to play hard. Right. But if they lose, they lose. It's kind of the season. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm a fan and I'm exhausted from the Vikings season, like, what's it like to be a player right now? Because you start 1-4, you fight back, everybody gets hurt, everybody gets injured, players fight their way back, and eventually there's just not enough gas left in the tank. And that's why I hesitate to use the word quit. Like, I don't think Kevin O'Connell quit. Maybe he should have taken his foot off the gas. We'll talk about that in a second.
They might have just ran like out of gas, pretty much. They were on E. Yeah. And
yeah. I think they were coasting into this game on fumes, both physically and emotionally. And they came in. They, like you said, they were good to start the game. You had Kirko Chains blowing the Galler horn. And you fall behind 10 rip right away. It becomes 20-3. And I think at that time, everybody's like, so what club do you want to go to tonight? you know, it just, you know, they gave up 470 yards of total offense to the Packers. And I know 37 was on that Garbo time throw by Sean Clifford, who that guy's got a history with Minnesota, because 2019, he came in saying, we're going to sink your boat. And the Gophers wound up beating Penn State. That was that big year under PJ Fleck. But 6.4 yards per play, 177 rushing yards. Like, to the naked eye, Najee Thompson looked like the only player on the field that gave a shit last night, because he had that fumble late. Obviously, he's a special teamer. The cornerback sucked. Danielle Hunter was on a milk carton. Like, I mean, it was very frustrating to watch from a competitive standpoint, because, again, I was okay with them losing. I wasn't okay with them just getting their brains beat in and just looking like they didn't care. And, you know, here's the other thing too that I will add. Jaren Hall, like, I kind of wanted to take a victory lap, and it's nothing against the kid. Like, I wish he would have succeeded, because if he did anything marginal, that guy would have made backup money for the next five or 6 years and been in the NFL.
You're so good.
It would have been great for him. You know, the problem is Kevin O'Connell went out there and he refuses to turn on easy mode for any of his quarterbacks that's not Kirk. He coaches like Kirk Cousins is still out there.
Yep.
And like, that's the thing. It's like, he didn't call a screen until the third quarter when Nick Mullins was in. Yeah. And like, it's just like, okay, why couldn't you do that? Why couldn't you use bootlegs? Like, you're doing play action and like, he's turning around and there's three linemen right there because again, the offensive line, they didn't look like they gave a shit either last night. So, I mean, I'm sure they all cared. Like, I don't want to throw around the quit word. I'm very careful, but I mean, it's just like, you know, help your quarterback out. He's a fifth round rookie. I know he's 25 years old. I know he's mature by your standards. And like you said, you know, the players probably like looked around and they're just like Nick Mullins has his flaws, right? But he did throw for 400 yards against the Lions. I know it's an empty box score. I know like he's got the kamikaze mentality where he's like, I'm going to fit it in there. And he has like no arm whatsoever. But I mean, the offense was
at least Brett Favre, according to Chris Collinsworth.
Oh, everybody's Brett. You're Brett Favre, according to Chris. Hey, here's a guy. You know, this guy reminds me of Brett Favre. That guy, you're right there. Yeah.
He's got an arm and two legs.
112 reminds me of Brett Favre, you know. Yeah, let me talk to you. Yeah. I guess he's LA Knight now. But, I mean, yeah. Like, I walked out of that game. I wasn't at the game, but I mean, you know, metaphorically, yeah, I walked out of that game just thinking, I'm done. I'm tired. I want to go to the offseason. I want some of these questions answered because I don't have them. I mean, like, you targeted Johnny Mundt more than Jordan Addison. Johnny Mundt had 439 and one horrific drop because he's a backup tight end, but the best third tight end in the NFL. I don't even know what to say. That's why I'm drinking this beer during the podcast, because it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You bring up the Kevin O'Connell thing where, you know, he's not helping out his quarterback. And, you know, I understand with Dobbs, he was just there. He just got there and just learned the playbook. I understand that. And then Mullins, you know, he's just throwing, chucking the ball around everywhere. And then Hall, he's been there for, you know, since what, May? So he should have a pretty good grasp on the playbook, and it's a different speed out there and everything. He's still going to adjust to that, but he should pretty, like, there was one drive where he looked really, really good. He was throwing the ball down the field, moving around, and then for whatever reason, things just pooped the bed after that. But if it's three guys that struggle to move the ball or struggle to hang on to the ball out there, it becomes a Kevin O'Connell problem. Like, this is on you, dude. Like, if you can't, like, injuries happen in the NFL. You're in his coaching career, if it, you know, continues on for a while, his top quarterback's going to get hurt again. And he can't just be like, oh, well, he got hurt, so the season's over. No. Like, no one's feeling sorry for you. Nothing. You don't get to do that. Like, Kyle Shanahan stumbled upon Brock Purdy and he figured out how to get the most out of him. You know, you look at Kevin Stefanski this year. I keep mentioning him a lot in the last few episodes about how he's had four quarterbacks. And the Browns, you know, they're going to be the fifth seed. They've won 11 games this year. No one's feeling sorry for Kevin Stefanski. Just about every team, probably, I would say more than two thirds of the teams this year have had to play a backup quarterback. At least one. Like the Bengals, Jake Browning, like Joe Burrow went down. The Bengals could have been like, oh, all right, season's over. Jake Browning's in there. Season's over. No. Jake Browning's been, you know, doing pretty much everything he can. Zach Taylor's been trying to help him out as much as possible, and they've remained competitive. You look at the Steelers. They went, you know, Kenny Pickett was in there for a while. Not that he's, you know, not that you're better with Kenny Pickett out there, I guess, but, you know, they stuck Mason Rudolph out there, and he's been playing well. So it's just like, it's a Kevin O'Connell. It's just as much of a Kevin O'Connell problem since Kirk Cousins went down, as it is the actual skill level of these backup quarterbacks. Because if you're a good coach, you should be able to get, you know, the most out of these quarterbacks that you can, and not just be like, well, you know, they can't run my offense, so I guess we're just gonna lose, and we're just gonna keep shuffling quarterbacks. Like that's like a North Turner thing. That like that's an old head mentality where it's like, well, if you can't run my offense, then I guess, you know, it's not your fault. It's not my fault. So it's frustrating, and I hope that he, you know, I'm sure in the offseason is going to look back and kind of figure out some things he can improve on. I think that's something he should try to do. I don't know how he can, because they're probably going to re-sign Kirk Cousins, and then he'll be like, oh, I'm happy again. I can just have Kirk do whatever he needs to do out there and, you know, have his brain fart instead, like it would have, and, just, you know, figure out how to get better moving forward. But Yeah, it's everyone's like, oh, these backups suck. But it's like, if Kevin O'Connell's as good as he says he is, he should have been able to get more out of these guys.
Right. But hey, I mean, you're talking like the season is over here. Okay.
3% chance.
The season is not over because 3%. The Vikings can still get in the playoffs. Let's look at the NFC playoff picture. I know everybody's on pins and needles. So let's take a look at this right now. The San Francisco 49ers, they have the number one seed in the NFC. They're 12-4. Yep. Dallas Cowboys, who going to stop them? Sure as hell isn't the refs or whatever. They're 11-5. They're going to get the two seed because the Lions right got screwed. Number 70. Oh, number six. Oh, I heard a different number. Yeah, definitely. My ears get a little full when Jerry Jones is stuffing money in them. Yeah. Funny how that works.
And number 70 wasn't anywhere close to me, but he's the guy who's eligible.
It's just unreal, man. I felt sincerely bad for Lions right. fans because, like, you get the second seed as Detroit. Like,
yeah.
Holy shit, man. Like, let's go. I'm yeah. fired up. So, I mean, of course, Dallas is the two seed. Lions are the three seed right now. They clinched the NFC North. So they will be one of those top four seeds. And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who, yeah, they can't get out of their own way to clinch the division. They're 8-8 right now. The Eagles have the first wild card spot. They have a playoff spot. They're 11-5 after losing to Arizona yesterday, which is wild. The Rams
again in revenge game.
Yeah, and the Rams 9-7. They clinched the playoff spot. They could it could be Matthew Stafford in Detroit now.
Yeah,
in the wild card round, that will be.
I'm sure the NFL won't get involved in that at all. They won't be like, hey, guys, just do whatever you can to make sure this fucking happens, okay?
Well, also, like, I'm sure the NFL, if the game was close, they would have been like, hey, if the Packers lose, we could have Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field next year. Let's do a little something, like the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial. Remember those when it was like,
or whatever, yeah.
They'd hit the button and the sprinklers would go off or like some shit. Yeah, like, you know, cameras would blind the dude. He fumbled the ball. Oh, Nick Mullins, put it on the turf. What do you know? They don't need to hit a button.
You don't
that.
Need to hit a
button.
Yeah.
And the Packers, with their win, they are now the 7 seed in the in the NFC playoff picture. Then below the playoff line, you have the Seattle Seahawks, who lost to the Steelers. The Saints kept their playoff hopes alive by beating the Bucks. Then number 10, you have the Minnesota Vikings at 7-9. But fear not. Fear not. If you're a real fan, you would know the path to the playoffs. Adam, do you know what the Vikings have to do to make the playoffs?
Yeah, they have to win. They have to beat the Lions. And then the Seahawks have to lose to the Cardinals, which, I mean, based on last week or based on Sunday, the Cardinals could do that. Mm-hmm. Then the Bears have to beat the Packers, which the Bears are playing very well, so that's doable. And then either the Bucks have to lose to the Panthers, and I wouldn't count on that. And the Falcons have to beat the Saints, and then the Vikings are in. That's it. That's all that has to happen. That's it.
So
then the Vikings back in, and their reward is to either travel to Dallas or Philly in the first round. If they win that game, then they get to travel to the San Francisco. So they're going on a run. If they gotta do is just get in the dance, and they're going on a run.
Just you gotta get in the dance to win steal the girl, right? Like that's basically all you gotta do.
They clinch a playoff spot. They go from pick 12, pick 19 in the draft.
Do you even want the Vikings in the playoffs at this point?
No, I don't want to watch them anymore. Like I'm pissed that there's a 17th game because I'm like I'm used to 16 my whole life. There's a 17th game I have to watch. Like I don't want to watch them because Dan Campbell's already said like we're gonna play everybody. Like the season if the season's going on, we're
pissed off too.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
And you know what? There's still an outside chance that they can get the two seed. So they still do have something to play for. Because if the Eagles and Cowboys both lose, then the Lions sneak past whoever wins the NFC East into the two seed. But the Cowboys are playing the Commanders. So I think they're favored by 13. That's not good.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
and it's not even like people are like, oh, you're not a fan. You don't want to watch them in the playoffs. Yeah, of course I do. But I don't want to watch them lose because you're doing yourself no favors. If you think this team with they don't even know who's playing quarterback next week.
Yeah.
Like, you're fooling yourself if you think this team is going to go on a run and make it to the NFC Championship or make it to the Super Bowl. It's not
like,
happening.
Like, I wanted to see what Kevin O'Connell's post-game speech was last night. Just like in a, not in like a sarcastic tone, like I usually say, like, what is he going to say to those guys? Like,
oh, and
well,
and
you guys know, you know, we set out and we could still make still it, guys. We could still... Still alive. We just got to do a whole bunch of stuff. And like, I could just see like the rest. I mean, they were locked in when they were 1-4 and like, or I think it was that Bears game. They became 2-4 and everybody was like kind of dialed in, not in line with Kevin O'Connell. I don't feel that anymore. Like, I don't feel. And again, it's not because they quit. I just think they're out of gas, like mentally, physically, everything. And I know there are players like Harrison Smith and Justin Jefferson that are going to try, but I mean, they're just done.
Yeah.
They're cooked.
Yeah.
Like, it's not me slamming them. It's just, they're human beings.
Yeah.
Like,
at this point,
they've been through a lot.
The juice is not worth the squeeze at this point. Like, even I saw some people were like, they should sit Harrison Smith and not Harrison Smith, Justin Jefferson and Darisaw and everything to avoid injury. And I'm like, yeah, they should. Because what this game doesn't mean nothing. Like, if you win and you get in the playoffs, okay, it still doesn't mean anything. It does not mean it doesn't do anything for your franchise other than give you a lower draft pick and give you less of a chance to get a deal that won't, you know, gouge you to try and trade up for a quarterback. You lose, you get picked number 9, and you could pretty much, if you really wanted to, you could probably trade with the Bears to get the number 1 pick, or at least number 2. You get into playoffs, you can't do that.
Well, and that's the next thing I'm going to bring up. What is the direction of this team?
I really wish I knew, because you shared with me the Athletic article by John Krasinski. Is that how you say his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, if the Vikings want to be good in 2024, they should bring back Kirk Cousins. Why is it every year the goal is to be good for the next season? Why isn't the goal to be good for next season, the season after that, the season? It's always these 1 year plans. Like, what? And it's been like this for forever with this franchise. That's why they've had so many like stopgap quarterbacks, franchise journeyman quarterbacks. Like, it's been this way. But I just find it weird. I was thinking about before we started recording, like, why hasn't this regime been given the opportunity to kind of like do a restart? Like, they were told last year, like, all right, nope, just roll the same guys and we'll be good. But Brad Childress got to do it. Mike Zimmer got to do it. Why doesn't Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell get to do it? Like, what? I don't understand. Like, is it the Wolves just being like, okay, we would rather be mediocre every year and actually have some interest in this team, rather than, you know, be bad for a year and then potentially be really good? So I don't know.
I think those two regimes, they were rock bottom before they started. Like,
yeah, sure.
I think Tice's last season, they were like 8-8 or something, and they missed. But I mean, they were in need
of
retooling, right?
11, because that was Culpepper's last year.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was thinking. Well, no, they bounced back, didn't they?
Brad Johnson.
Because I remember going to the season finale at the Metrodome and coming back and like realizing Tice had been
maybe they
fired.
Were 7-9. Maybe that was
something like, because I remember they had a shot at a playoff spot, or maybe they didn't and they were just playing out the string. But yeah,
they were 9-7. Wow, there you go. You're right.
So yeah, they were actually good in Tice's year, but there were several
Ooh,
things where
that's a good question. Should Mike Tice have been
right? But well, if Tice is there, they probably don't get far.
Correct. And there was more than just on-field stuff that for why Tice got let go. It was getting a little out of hand there.
So I mean, they needed a reset both of theirs. When they fired Zimmer, they were coming off. I mean, they were still 500. They were still playing hard. I don't think anybody quit on.
They were 8-9.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They were 8-9 because Mike Zimmer had the final FU game at the at US
Jefferson,
Bank Stadium.
I don't care about records. I care about wins.
I don't care. I care about wins. Oh, grr. Yeah, angry. Yeah, I think because they were 8-9, they were so close, and like you know,
close
a
to
lot
what?
Of the players
were they so close.
Well, and a lot of players that were on that roster were on the NFC Championship game in 2017. And I mean, they were validated
four
a little bit when Kevin O'Connell came in and he propped them up to win 13 games in his first season. And this year, and they had to change some things over because they also ability and everything else, but rebuild stuff. I don't know. I mean, they're probably going to finish 7-10. The Chicago Bears are going to finish 7-10. They have the number one pick because they tore it down. I mean, not because of their own accord, but because David Tepper is an idiot who throws drinks at fans. But that's another podcast to talk about.
So bad.
But I mean, they have a bunch of salary cap space.
They beat the Packers. Yeah. They got 8 wins.
Yeah, and they could have a better record than the Vikings. And the Vikings would be like, oh my God, if we could just bring back Kirky, if we could just bring back. This is what's going on with the Vikings. So if they lose next week, they'll be 7-10. They got an outside shot at a top 10 pick. Right now, they're 12. Excuse me. They have them taking Dallas Turner, an edge rusher out of Alabama, which is a pick I would actually like because the Vikings need more impact players on defense. You also have like key free agents, Kirk Cousins, free agent, Danielle Hunter, free agent, Dalton Reisner, free agent, Jordan Hicks, free agent, KJ Osborne, free agent. Am I missing anybody else? I was wondering. I was trying to think if,
I wish Alexander Madison was, but
yeah. I don't 2 years? Jordan, fully guaranteed, said, baby.
Jordan Hicks. Harrison Smith might retire.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, that's pretty much it. And, I think the direction of this franchise.
Oh, Greg Joseph.
Okay. That's huge.
I mean, it kind of is.
It is. Yeah. G-Money, baby. This comes, like, I hate keep going back to this because there's a lot with this team. But, I mean, this comes down to what they do with Kirk Cousins. And, I mean, last night. He shows up. He's shirtless. He's got the chain. It's Kirko Chains, everybody. And his kid's like jumping around. Like he's got eight. Like they gave
That's
him cotton
cool moment,
candy
though.
For once. Like, you know. Yeah. And I mean, I shouldn't take shots at his kid. I'm sorry. But
that's a cool moment, though. Like,
it was.
He'll be able to, his kid and him will be able to remember that forever.
But it's like the Wilfs and Kevin O'Connell are like the kids that find a stray animal in an alley and then beg their parents to keep it. Like, can we keep Kirko? Please, Kwesi, can we please? We really like him.
He's got cancer and he needs like $3,000 worth of surgery.
Yeah, come on. Can we keep him, please? Like, I went over it last week. Like, Kirk's not coming back to the same team he left in October. And could the Vikings have won two or three more games with Kirk Cousins? Yeah. I mean, but at the same time, if you want to bring him back, fine. Just don't give him a blank check. That's all I'm at. Don't give him some deal that's just going to handcuff you and put you back in the same situation. Because here's the other thing. If the Vikings sign Kirk Cousins to an extension, he becomes their quarterback. Like this regime is tying themselves to Kirk Cousins. And I don't know, man. Like other regimes have done this and they've gotten fired in Washington and in Minnesota. Yep. And Matthew Coller, Purple Insider, had a really good column. I think it dropped last week. But he basically just outlined all the teams that have chased quarterback play and like what they've done. Like the New Orleans Saints. You think they regret signing Derek Carr? Denver traded for Russell Wilson. That's going well. Deshaun Watson to the Browns. Awesome. And the Jets traded for Aaron Rodgers. Now,
Daniel Jones? Could you put Daniel Jones in there too?
But he got drafted.
He did. I mean, he was terrible.
And they paid him $40 million because of Ed Donatell. Yeah. Like that's why he got paid.
Who recently, his defense doesn't look that much worse than Brian Flores. So.
No, not at all. Which, that's it. I mean, think about that. And then think about where the top teams in the NFC are right now. Niners have Brock Purdy. They drafted him. Cowboys have Dak. They drafted him. They paid him, but they drafted him. Lions have Jared Goff. They got him in a trade where they moved on from their older, high-priced quarterback. Keep that in mind.
Yeah,
Bucks
like
have Baker Mayfield.
Two or three first-round picks out of that?
Yeah. The Bucks have Baker Mayfield, who was a stopgap signing. Yeah. The Eagles have Jalen Hurts. They drafted him. The Rams have Matthew Stafford. Hey, there's one that worked out. Yeah, big money quarterback.
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, and the Packers drafted Jordan Love. Those are your playoff teams. Mm-hmm. None of those teams got overly desperate to find a quarterback. They just kind of drafted, lucked into one, and that was it. Everyone in the AFC, also, the quarterbacks they have, they were drafted. Patrick Mahomes drafted. Tua Tagovailoa drafted. I mean, the Browns are really the only one that didn't. I mean, Lamar Jackson drafted. Like, nobody got super crazy. Like, let's give them $50 million a year. And yeah, the Chargers have Justin Herbert. And I mean, they should be better, but Brandon Staley's not a good coach. We'll find that out next year when Kevin O'Connell brings him on in as a defensive coordinator.
Like, he's gonna, well, yeah, even if he's not the defensive coordinator of Florida State, he's still gonna be brought in as like a defensive senior consultant or something stupid like that.
Starbucks barista. Communicator.
He'll be the fourth down specialist. He'll be the game manager.
Every time I hear barista, I think of Batista, and I think, like, you know, a guy like pouring coffee with like the machine gun pyro, just like, here's your mocha. And like, wow, that was a little intense. I don't need the coffee anymore. Dan Campbell would do that. Like at a Starbucks, like have the machine gun pyro and like, you know, although it would be like For Whom the Bell Tolls, like Metallica, like, dun, 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 like mixing spits, up his drink.
After he spits his dip into a giant bucket. Holy moly.
That was honestly, I thought he was just doing like a Jimmy Butler thing. Like it was just a media guy handing him the stats because he had looked at it and he just like crumpled them up. Nah, yeah, like you read it again. He's taking a big old like softball sized piece of chaw out of his mouth and like putting him in there. I freaking love Dan Campbell. You think you got that? He is the best. But what's that?
I'm going to guess Mike Zimmer had a nice influence on that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a Parcells tree thing. Just like.
Sean Payton doesn't do that.
No.
I would say Zimmer had a nice influence on. And Dan Campbell's just like a country dude anyways. Yeah, it's. I don't know. And I don't know if the direction of this franchise will change until they get new ownership. I really don't. I think it's just the ownership.
And the Wolves aren't going anywhere.
No. That's the thing. They got kids, too. Yeah. And the kids could want to keep this thing going.
They're named after Koopas. Isn't there like Lenny, Lammy, and like Ludwig, and
I have no idea.
Cammy, and I'm trying to name other Koopas because I'm a nerd.
What's a Koopa?
Haven't you played Mario?
Oh,
Koopa. The Koopalings. Koopa. Yeah, so there's Bowser, and then there's all their little kids. I have a 5-year-old godson that's like super into Mario, and I used to play when I was a kid.
So. We watched Mario. Yeah, I know what it is, but I just like I didn't know they had names and everything.
They weren't in the movie, so yeah, you know
they were, but they weren't like they didn't refer to them as like I feel like by their names or anything. They were just there because they had like those turtle dudes or whatever, but they were just there.
Go ahead.
We digress as we do, but yeah, just I don't know and. Like I said, I don't know if things are going to ever change until the Wilfs, at least the older Wilfs, get out of there or whatever. Because maybe the younger ones will be sick of watching this mediocrity over and over again. They'll be like, no, we're going to burn it down and then we're going to build it back up. Like, hopefully that's what one of them thinks. But, you know, because what is it? Mark Wilf now is kind of like the mouthpiece of the ownership group. And he's like, we're going to be competitive every year. And it's like, well, it's not really working because. I'm thinking of some of the stuff they tried to do last year, or that was on the table before the season, like trading Danielle Hunter. They should have done that. Yeah. Look back, they should have done that. They would have had more draft picks. They should have done that. Trading Harrison Smith. They should have done that. The season before that, they should trade Adam Thielen. Like all this stuff they should have done. They should have traded Dalvin Cook. Like all this stuff. They should have got more picks and they didn't do any of that stuff. And look now, you're going to miss the playoffs and you're not going to have as many draft picks. So hooray. Great job.
The NFC is an arms race. And basically, it's who has the best supporting cast.
Who's the healthiest? Like,
who? Yeah, that too. But I mean, look at the top teams. San Francisco. Yeah. Look at that infrastructure. And I mean, I know Christian McCaffrey got hurt, but I mean, when he's on the field, Brock Purdy is a different quarterback. The Eagles. I know they lost yesterday, and they're kind of fading here. But I mean, that infrastructure is really freaking good.
Yeah.
Detroit's infrastructure is better. Their defense needs work, but their offense, you know, you have that running game, you have Amon-Ra St. Brown, you have Sam LaPorta and that offensive line. Yeah. Like there's a lot of things to like about it. They're not going away after this year. Like that's the thing. Like you look at the Vikings, it's like they have so much to do just to build around that.
Josh Metellus.
Yeah. Is he going to be anything when Flores leaves?
Right.
Like that's what you have to consider here. And Flores is going to New England. I mean, if that report is true and it's between him and Josh McDaniels, Brian Flores is getting the job. Yeah. Like, yeah. If you hire Josh McDaniels over Brian Flores, I don't know. Brian Flores must not shower before interviews, or that whole, you know, Rooney Rule thing is realer than we could ever imagine. And that's kind of sad.
Wasn't it Belichick who kind of like spurred that whole lawsuit thing by texting him on accident? Like,
yeah, it was. He's like, congrats. He said congrats. And he's like, oh, what do you mean?
I'm Brian Flores, like, not Brian Daboll.
He's like, oh. That's that Apple unsend feature.
That was before unsend. So he could have been like, oh, this wrong person. Just mistake. Sorry.
Like,
that's totally an old person thing, too. Like, texting the wrong person. Although I do that fair share of times. I've even done that to you where, like, I'll send you, like, love you.
Yeah, love you. And I'm like, I don't think that was meant for me.
Wow, we're really getting close on this podcast.
Yeah. I think what the Vikings need to do is they need to set their price for Kirk and stick to it. Like, they can't go over. They can't.
I saw Spotrac or Spotrac, however you pronounce it. They have his market value at, I think, $39 million a year.
See ya. You know,
yeah. And it was like the total contract was like 3 years, 120.
Yeah.
Like, 3 years?
No.
It's got to be 2 at the max with like an opt out. But he's not going to agree to that. Like, we're saying it's got to be all this stuff. He's not going to agree. There's no like any inkling of him being like letting his guard down and being like, yeah, I'll give you guys a discount. You know, I'll have, you can trade me and I won't have a no trade clause. No, he's not going to do that.
He's the head of the negotiating table. Yeah. He's going to sit at the front of the table and be like, acknowledge me. Like, if so let's just do impromptu, just very quickly. Two different. Let's say the Vikings decide to sign Kirk Cousins. They bring it. Kirky, we love you. Blah blah blah. Let's say Kirk is like, I've made so much money. Let's do a contract. Or I mean, I hate like thinking like that because all the evidence we have says he won't do it. Like he's going to get his fully guaranteed money, and the Vikings will give it to him because they're desperate enough.
I was going to say we can agree they want him back, right? They want him back. Kevin O'Connell.
We don't know what Kwesi thinks.
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting. Because it's clear that he, I think his vision might be a little more different and a little more future looking ahead than Kevin O'Connell. He's just like, I just want my quarterback back. And Kwesi's like,
Kevin O'Connell is willing to dive into the casket with Kirk Cousins. Oh, Kirk's gone. I'm going with him.
With his signed jersey that he got from Kirk that's in a frame.
Is that hanging above his like desk? So like when players come in, you know, let's say KJ Osborne's like, I want to like be like, hey, let's get some more targets. And then like, he sits down and he's just big old jersey of Kirk Cousins hanging over his shoulder. Like, Kirk's like, going to throw me the ball.
Yeah, he's like, you want me to,
there's a problem with Kirk?
You want me to take targets away from CJ Ham? Yeah. Is that what you want me to do?
You want me to take targets away from Johnny Munt, the best third tight end in the NFL?
Is that what you want? Like,
what are you doing?
Speaking of KJ Osborne, he didn't have a single target last night, and he was completely healthy. Jordan Addison was not. He was working on a bum ankle, but KJ Osborne had zero. Speaking of people who've fallen off a cliff this year, holy moly.
Yeah, that's going to be an episode.
And a contract year. Contract year. That's not good, KJ. He did save someone from a burning car last summer, but so.
That's enough for the Wolves to dole out a contract. He saved someone from a burning car. We should give him like a bunch of money for that.
Hell, man. I mean, Irv Smith did.
And that's pretty awesome. Like, I'm not shitting on that. I'm just, I'm making fun of the Wolves because they do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if they don't sign Kirk, like, think about this. Let's say they don't bring him back. And they're like,
that'd be so fun.
Know.
Like, I don't
it would
even
be
care.
A blast.
I don't even
it?
Care who they sign.
Like, it's nothing against Kirk, like the person. Like, Perk Angle. Kurt. Jesus, I'm falling off a cliff here. Kirk is
Kirko.
Yeah, Kirko. I mean, you know, he's a good person, good human. Yeah. We saw it in court. I mean, it's all very meticulous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a coincidence he was on quarterback heading into a final year of his contract when he thought he was going to get extended last year, right?
He has a marketing team and PR team. Oh, and they're like, you need to get on this show.
They're going to have him show up at the NFL Honors and sing with Pink.
Yeah.
Or some, who else is like a, you know, like really, I'm trying to think of the Minnesota Wild
Katie
playlist.
Perry.
Yeah, Katy Perry or Taylor Swift might be at the NFL.
Oh, she's a franchise ruiner. Don't even come close to her.
I do feel bad for her a little bit because he's like, she is the reason. It's not like Travis Kelce's the douchebag who's like 35 years old. And it's not because the Chiefs just like
have no receivers.
Yeah, have no receivers at all. Like Kadarius Toney, we're going to keep forcing him out there. I'll do it again. Like
behind Travis Kelce, I can't even name the Chiefs. I can't even guess like who their leading receiver is.
Rasheed Rice.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Like, but I mean, it could be
the best one, and he's kind of raw still.
I gotta look right now. I
was saying this too. I'm like, if I'm the Chiefs, I'm trading up for Marvin Harrison in the draft. Like, I'm just saying, screw it.
No,
like, we have everything else. Like, here's a couple first. Let's do it. The Falcons did it for Julio way back when.
Yeah, but I don't think they're not that team. And like them trading up. What are they going to get? Pick 28 and trade up to one?
What was Atlanta in that draft? Like, that's...
I don't know.
I think they were, like, mid-20s.
That was before they went to the Super Bowl, though.
Yes.
That was before they went on that run. Then they had, like, Tony Gonzalez and stuff. Rasheed Rice is the second leading receiver. He has 79 catches for 938 yards.
You said second? Behind Kelce.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
He's their leading wide receiver. Guess who's third?
Tony?
Tony. Kadarius Tony with 27. The second leading wide receiver like has 20 drops. Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco is the third overall leading receiver. Oh my God. Every time I watch that guy, it's hilarious because he runs like an old video, like an old football game character where like his knees are hitting his face every time. Like
he runs like the players in Madden. Like the Madden
yes,
where it's like,
yes.
And you feel it in your controller. And it's like, no, people don't run like this. Like, what are we doing here? I am very afraid of how the new NCAA football game is going to turn out because throwing on the old Madden yesterday. And
there's going to be a lot of critiques, I'm sure. But you know what? Then people can just go back to playing the old one.
So, all right. Well, we're kind of going off the rails here. You got anything to add about like the direction of like what if the Viking? Yeah. I mean, do you have anything else? Or I don't know. I'm shell shocked about this game.
We'll just do this. Who should they start on Sunday? A quarterback.
I think they should give a full look at Jaren Hall.
No, I don't think so. I think they should do Nick Mullins. I think he had they went against the Packers defense. Like that's not a good defense.
But does it matter?
No, I don't think it does. And then like for entertainment purposes, they should put Josh Dobbs back in and just let him just throw away the playbook.
Some Creed.
Throw away the playbook. Just be like, dude, just run around. Chuck the ball, make some plays, like do what he did in Atlanta in the first half in New Orleans. Why was that like so hard to like go back to that? I don't know. But put him back there. Let him have fun. Like at least if they lose, then whatever. But like I don't know. But whatever they do, it's not going to be good enough because none of them would be Kirk Cousins. And Kevin O'Connell's being like, well, we would have been better if it was Kirk Cousins. He's not.
It's like Kevin O'Connell, maybe he's got some burner accounts.
But should Justin Jefferson
play? What if it were for Kirk? But
should Justin Jefferson play?
No. They're going to play him because they got a shot at the playoffs and we're going to get like if Justin Jefferson.
I think he would want
tears all three ligaments or something stupid like that. Oh my God.
That would be the biggest Viking thing that ever happened.
This podcast would not be suitable for kids. It probably already isn't, but like, my God, you could like probably just feel like that dude is angry. Like that dude is going to have a heart attack. But
yeah, I would think it wouldn't. I don't think it would be his decision to sit on Sunday because he seems like a guy who wants to play no matter what. But at the same time, you got to watch out for him. And I'm sure his agents are going to be like, please do not play. You need 60 more minutes and you're on your way to making like $50 million a year. So please do not play in this game. So I don't know.
So let's wrap things up here on that note. What's going on at the Viking Age?
Well, we're in a new year. So we're looking forward. I just feels like I already feel kind of like I'm in off season mode. So I got something coming out tomorrow about, you know, teams they should listen or players they should listen to, you know, in terms of trade offers. Justin Jefferson is not on that list. I thought about it, but I didn't put him on there. I thought about it. And then, you know, of course, you know, you got the mock drafts and looking at the free agency, just some of the initial stuff. We'll keep an eye on the Brian Flores rumors because those will be floating around probably. And then if they make the playoffs, I guess we'll have to cover that too. So like, we got to
just drag our ass. But, to the finish line.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, senioritis. I'm feeling off seasonitis right now. Like I'm ready to just get rolling into the off season and look ahead. Not that it matters, because they just gotta get enough to be competitive.
What? Super competitive.
Just although, like, you know, I have this feeling if the Vikings get like pick number 9 or 10. I really feel like Quasey's going to try and trade up as high as possible to get a quarterback. I don't think he cares that, like, oh, Caleb Williams and Drake May are probably going to 1 and 2. He's going to be like, great, then we're going to get one of those guys. So I'm very interested to see what he does, because we know he's not afraid to make a trade. It'll be should be fun. Should be
and
fun.
Where can people follow you on social media?
Oh, Adam Patrick NFL on Twitter and X. I was actually a little more active on there yesterday, I feel like, than usual. And then I regretted it because the same things happened. So, and then I'm on Threads too, Adam Patrick NFL. Go follow me there. And thinking about starting a TikTok, but probably won't, because
the world doesn't need to see that. But
I'm not gonna dance. I'm not Rick Spielman. I'm not gonna dance.
Oh, I'm not dancing on TikTok either. You can follow me, by the way, at The Real Chris Schott. I'm doing a lot of stuff.
There you go.
Instagram, Threads, TikTok.
Skype.
I still got to fill out my TikTok thing. So if you look at it, MySpace, yeah. If you look at it, I will fill it out eventually. It's just kind of
like a bio.
Beta stages, yeah. So it is me. Go ahead and follow. You can do that. But no, I don't even have a picture. I don't have many good pictures is the problem. So I just got to, I think I just got to pick one. I have one planned.
You got to do the AI. You got to do the AI picture. Profile picture. They got a lot of those things now where you can just put your photo in and they'll make a profile picture for you.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah, AI is very scary right now. Oh, speaking of wrestling, it's in San Diego tonight. I should have gone, but it's not. It's the day but one.
You knew you had a commitment here.
I did. I could have been in the audience right now singing Seth Rollins' theme song, but I decided to stay here because I'm committed to this team and I'm committed to 7-10 every year. So I'm here.
8-9, 7-10. That's the Viking. Or
the
way.
New Jeff Fisher of the NFL.
I hate this team. But I'm not a real fan because I have higher expectations. Anyway, that's all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. My name is Chris. Whoa, I copied the open in there and I did not realize I put that in. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel, but we're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. However you consume us, though, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. This has been the Viking Age Podcast.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.